Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Lion of Judah Online. We're doing the subject, Spiritual Warfare Introduction, and we're doing topic number 4, The Battle in the World. We as believers are told not to be conformed to this world of how others live, but to live to please God who is not of this world. John chapter 17, verses 14 to 16, this is Jesus speaking. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of this world, even as I am not of this world. I pray not that you should take them out of this world, but that you should keep them from evil. They are not of this world, even as I am not of this world. The point here is, so we are all called to live in the world, but not be part of the world. After reading John 17, it becomes clear that if we are to be in this world and not of this world, we're going to have conflicts. Those conflicts are spiritual warfare. It is the forces that control the world that are in conflict with God. What are the points here? First point, it also takes training to discern between the ways of God and the ways of the world. Because we are born in this world, we naturally think according to it, and therefore God tells us to renew our minds to his word, to think how he thinks and know what he knows. Before we're born again, we're spiritually dead, which means we're separated from God and the spiritual activity of God. When we can become born again, then we are recreated in Christ Jesus and we become spiritually alive. Our spirit man needs to be born again first before we really start to understand the ways of the kingdom of God and the spiritual warfare and the spiritual realm, both positive and negative. We have to be transformed to understand God's ways instead. Romans chapter 12 verse 3, God's ways are not natural to us. We constantly need to crucify our natural inclinations and desires to receive all that God has for us. Before we can understand the ways of the Spirit of God, we must be born again. In other words, our spirit must be recreated by the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus and become alive to the kingdom of God and to God and the spiritual realm. The world promises instant satisfaction and pleasure that will fulfill the desires of the flesh, a tempting offer, but one that Christians must be constantly on guard against. Jesus understood the temptations of the world. He knew that Satan would use every kind of enticement possible to lure man's heart away from God. Jesus also knew how difficult it would be for those who believe in him but do not remain faithful due to the cares of the world, as he shared on the parable in Mark chapter 4, the sower sows the seed, and how Satan uses 5 things to steal and choke the word in the spiritual battle: tribulation, persecution, the cares of the world, deceitfulness of riches, and the desire of other things entering in. The battles of spiritual warfare are intense when a person decides to accept Jesus as their Savior. The enemy will attack from all different angles, hoping to dissuade the person from fully giving their heart to Jesus. He will use circumstances, events, people, things, and even doubts in their minds to steal their heart back to his ways, that is, Satan's ways. The points here, the seeds that are sown in people's hearts will either take root and get into good soil, which is the heart, fully surrendered to the Lord in faith, or they will be sown in places where the word is snatched away from them until they fall away. These types of battles are fought in the world, but involve the spiritual forces of darkness that exist in the invisible realm around us. I hope you've enjoyed today's topic. The next topic coming up is the battle inside us. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.